Ethos.
Hi, is it David?
Yes, it is.
Hey, David, this is John over at Local Splash. I was just about to get talking to you. I don't know, we lost the call there, so I do apologize.
No, I hung up because I was on hold for a long time. I got stuff I got to get done.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry to, you know, take your time on there. This will be brief there. I'm glad I got a hold of you now, though. So, David, Jim sent over some information just to catch me up to speed on everything here. But just to save some time here, did you have questions regarding on our program or how it works, or do you have a pretty good idea of it?
Oh, I got a real good idea of it. I've had SEO companies through the years.
Sure, sure.
They all tend to, they promise you the moon and the stars, and you're lucky if you can get a handful of sand.
Oh, no. Sounds like you've been through the ringer myself.
Where are you out of?
Me, personally, I'm in Tampa, Florida. Our company's in California. But we're all over the U.S.
So, and they call me on a 913 number.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
They start the conversation off with a lie.
I do apologize. I mean, I can give you my direct number.
You can apologize for it. The company does it. They get a way to get some sucker, i.e. me, to answer the phone. Right?
I'm apologizing because even my phone, for some reason, the system on there goes to an algorithm that pops up through a local number.
You know what?
And I'm trying to get
it. I really don't care
like,
what kind of algorithm it goes through.
Just, right, right.
It shouldn't do it. So tell me that they're calling from Guam or California or Hades or whatever. Makes me not want to do business with them.
I got you. Well, listen, David, we've been in business for 18 years this month now.
And I've been in for 49. So
I know. I see that.
I got the bigger dick.
All right, sir. Well, you know what? You've been in business for a long time for a reason, you know, and you have a great reputation. And per Google guidelines, they're wanting us to fulfill one position available on that first page there. For keywords and phrases that you want to be found for. So that's why we're calling you today. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, make sure take a flashlight, the headlamp with you, that packing nut is still holding. Okay. Don't need a flathead screwdriver to get that off. Small one. Get that cover off.
Okay,
yeah. Okay, I'm back.
All right, perfect.
Now, let's just get down to the bottom line here. Let's just get to crunch time because I really don't have a lot of time to waste. I got places to go, people to meet, you know.
Sure thing.
So anyway, all right. What's the bottom line here? What's your charge?
Charge, yes, sir.
We got all these variables and we got this. And what do
you
No,
I'm going to go right to it. No paper lead, no paper call, no paper job or click. It's a flat rate month to month, no contracts. All right. And usually our pricing on our website is a lot different than what you're going to receive because you actually, I'm sure if Jim told you before, because you're an established business, we give you a legacy credit. So normally it's $5.99 a month, but for your legacy credit, it drops all the way down to $2.49 monthly. And then again, there's no taxes, no hidden fees, or paper call, job click, or anything like that. Okay, and it's very exclusive.
You know, I got everybody and their dog sucking blood out of my cards.
I don't want to. Our idea is to make sure that you're doing well because being month to month, you already know it's in our best interest that you do well. So again, we're not going to spread leads out to other competitors for one, because we're only going to work with you per industry, per area, per Google guidelines. But two,
what areas are you going to cover for me?
So it'll be up to 50 miles out of a radius from your
location.
I don't
want to go 50 miles out. I'm not interested in going 50 miles out.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the max on there. But you said you want to do about 25 miles from the notes I'm reading.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just, okay. So yes.
25 miles. That's about as far as I want to go.
Perfect. So because that we can condense it down to 25 miles out, that's what we can do.
Then now if I were to do the math and figure out the area involved in a 50 mile radius as opposed to a 25 mile radius, which is going to be probably about a third or a quarter of the whole thing, then shouldn't I be paying about 75?
Well, hey, listen, if you're looking at price range on there, I mean, the lowest package that we have available goes to 10 to 15 miles. So it won't hit the exact, you're right at that borderline. I'm just being
That's
honest
fine.
With you.
I would find out whether you're full of shit or not.
Yeah.
For 10 to 15 miles.
Okay. Yeah. So
I'd try to stay in Overland Park and Olathe and Lenexa and a little bit of Missouri over here because we're 3 miles from it.
Okay.
You know, I don't like going to Grain Valley and Gardner, and I know you, I'm talking shit here because you don't understand where any of those places are.
I drove through it, man, but I'm not too familiar on it. I'm one of those honest guys on there. If I don't know, I don't say, you know, so.
Well, anyway, their place is 20, 25, 30, 40. We've got 50 miles. But that's an hour drive time, at least, minimum.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
To someplace, and an hour back. And it kind of takes you out when you got to figure travel time and all this and that.
Sure.
And I get enough jobs on my own. Because I don't know, did I tell you? I mean, I talk about doing the parents, the kids, and the grandkids.
No, I didn't know.
That's what my job consists of now. I did the parents, then I did the kids, and now I'm doing some of the grandkids.
Wow. All right. Congratulations. Yes, sir.
That's what happened in nearly 50 years. So, having these right. People like this one is the one we're on right now and been on for 6 weeks. Dallas, that's her job for. And she even buys us donuts. What do you think?
Nice.
Oh, okay. No, I was talking to my guy.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah, donuts and everything over here, huh?
He's working with me for like 25 years. He's not very bright.
Well, he's bright enough to be staying there, I guess, you know? He's doing something there.
Yeah.
So,
well,
David, part of your radius.
When he gets out of jail and his parole officer lets him work, then it's pretty good.
I got you. All right. Sure. Yeah. So, David, it looks like, you know, you're an honest, hardworking, respectful man here. I'm going to make sure I put it out on the table here. As far as your radius, as far as 15 miles out then, at $149 a month, would that include getting up on that first page? Yeah, okay. Now, these calls will come directly to you. So you're not chasing customers down, they're chasing you down, right? So whenever keywords or phrases are being typed in.
That's what I want. And here's the other thing I want. Am I going to have somebody who's going to help me make that website better?
You know what? I'll throw that in there for you. If I said, hey, we can go ahead
I just need a little advice and a little help with how to do certain things. How do I add photos? You know, all that kind of good crap. I'm not going to try to tie somebody up for a week or 10 days, maybe an hour.
Okay, yeah.
Been on computers. All right, I understand computers. Been on computers since 1968. Back when they had the old reel-to-reel, and I was in the Navy and all that good crap. And I knew COBOL and Fortran. That doesn't do you a whole lot of good nowadays.
Right.
But it doesn't even exist, if you've even heard of those. But
COBOL. Yeah. Yes, sir.
I was kind of one of the first IT guys, and I've been on computers ever since. So
nice.
I understand them. I can work them. I just don't want to spend the time and read everything about how you get this moved over there, because everybody's got their own little way of doing it.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to have to try to figure it out. It's kind of like nowadays nobody wants to talk to you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
They want, here's our website.
Right.
That's the first thing that'll get me running away if I can't get a hold of a human being. I'm sorry. I'll just cancel that card. We're done.
Yes, I actually agree.
If I could get my wife off Amazon, I'd be done with them too. Because you ever tried to talk to anybody at Amazon?
Oh, have fun with that one.
That's like trying to talk to God's brother, you know?
Oh my God, you got my cheeks running here. I have my wife hit me. Yeah, there's no way. Yeah, no way. Yes, sir. Well, you know, that we can help you out with, sir, and it's for the life of you being with us here at Local Splash, okay? So in case you ever need help running new promotions or need some help with
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
I understand your procedure. You pretty well explained it. I really do. I swear to God I understand it. However, we got to consider my procedure in here, too. Right?
Okay.
It's no big deal. It's just that I'm not going to do it now, like this minute. Okay. I got to contact these other guys, tell them to go suck eggs, and then you can call me back on Monday because I'll have it done. Either call me back Monday afternoon or is that too long?
I'll hold this off for you, David. You seem like a straightforward shooter here. You wouldn't be just be saying, hey, I'm just, let's do it next week.
Well,
blah,
I would call him right now, but I can't. I'm not in my office.
Okay.
And right. I'd have to get into my files, find out who's even friggin' doing it. Unless you can find out by looking up on my website who the SEO company is on it.
Well, I'm at your website right now. Did you build this yourself?
Most of it.
It's
pretty
intricate.
Yeah,
that's pretty intricate. I mean, I like the sliding coming in, all that. I mean, straight to the point. You have all your services you offer on here. You have testimonials. I highly suggest that for a lot of companies, you know, and you already got it going on. So you're doing everything right.
And they go
right
back
here.
A ways, too. I haven't gotten any new ones I need to. I need to just follow up.
Yeah,
I can get 200. But
do it. Yeah, definitely. I mean, you're doing amazing work.
Look,
I mean, I love this.
I got other things to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
And fiddle fart around with this. And then if I get buried alive, what am I going to do then?
Well, how about
hire
this?
More people? Well, the problem with hiring more people, most people don't want to work nowadays.
Right.
It's hard to find people that are skilled.
I hear it so much.
And now, you know how much money they want per hour? Take a shot.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Let's put it this way.
I don't know that it's ridiculous.
$20 an hour for McDonald's, like, that just blows my mind right now.
Well,
so.
For me to get a really skilled person who can do electrical and plumbing and tile and frame and all the things that are required in construction, they're about $50 an hour.
Yeah, I believe that.
And they should be, because they've spent all their life doing it. If, you know, somebody can go out there and sell something and get a big commission on it, that's a skill, don't get me wrong, but it's not a multi-skill. Because I'm a salesman, too. I have to sell my company, I have to sell these jobs, I have to do all that crap.
Yeah.
So, but I've got to have people who are multi-skilled. Because I'm in the remodel business, plus people who can figure things out. Because in the remodel business, you're working on a house that 18 other people have probably remodeled through the year, and they've fucked it all up. I mean, it's unbelievable what you run into. Birds' nests upstairs with the wires, and plumbing that you're going, my God, how could they do that? And they put in the big walk-in tubs and put a half-inch drain on them, even though they come with a 2-inch drain, so it takes twice as long for it to empty. So you're sitting there freezing to death, waiting for this tub to empty, instead of having it just go, kind of thing that'll almost suck your foot down. So, and that's what you want. You want it to go out of there real quick.
Yep.
But they don't. Yes, sir. And these other people have decided, I can get a job working from home. Which is great, because my office is in my home, but I only get to work in it in the evening, so I get home from the job.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Well, listen, man.
So anyway, I've whined enough. So if you can do that, I got to. Seems like it starts with a B or something. But I don't know. Can you see that on that deal that I had to look at my website?
Yeah, I'm on your website right now, but
it doesn't say who the SEO is, right?
Yeah, it doesn't show.
Because they haven't done shit for me.
No. Okay. Well, listen, this is something that we've done time and time again. I mean, for a long time here. I mean, obviously
if
not
you can
as
get me
as
on,
doing,
if you can get me on first page, I may very well, I'm going to do the 149 with you.
Okay.
If you can get me on the first page of Google, I'll jump to the 250.
Okay. All right. We'll talk then at that point, but for now, we'll see you on the road, you know, on the road.
Get me on the 15.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. 15 miles, right?
15-mile radius, yep. And I'm writing notes on here as well, too.
Well, that's what I want, 15-mile radius. And then I'll be a happy camper if I can come up on first. Hell, even second page sometimes. But I still get a number of calls, people that do their homework.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, how'd you find me? Well, it wasn't that easy. But then they can also find me on Home Advisor. They can find me on Angie's List.
Now, I want to let you know that we do work fast. We don't work miracles, right? So to get your traffic to help your rankings move up on those pages, we start on that right away. So within the first 7 days, your directories to submit it, like your, for name a few off the top of my head, Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages. I mean, just all these directories, right? So that way you're being found more and more and more. Now, you already have reviews and you already have a website. So because of that, it's going to help generate that traffic even further. So that way you're more easily found. We're going to get those keywords up there running for you. So you should see, now I'm going to say this, on average is that 30 to 45 days for you to be on that first page. Okay, on
I'll give you 3 months.
All right, sounds like a deal. I know that we do it before then, that's for sure.
So if I'm not up there, I'm not saying it necessarily has to be first page every time you look at it, but if I'm from my zip code in my area,
yeah,
you know, when I Google
exactly.
myself or I go down and have my buddy Google it, so if my computer's not showing, then we'll find out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That we can do.
I don't want to show up in Omaha.
Right. Exactly. So it won't be the same if you're looking at it out of service area. So just giving you a heads up on that part. That's what we want, though. So, yeah.
Is that determined by the zip codes?
We can do it by zip code, county, town, city, state. Like, we get down to detail on that. Yes, sir. And it's by geolocation,
awesome.
Obviously, because, yeah, where you're at. From your phone.
Okay. Well, when I get home today, I'll look them up. I probably won't be able to get a hold of anybody until Monday morning.
Okay.
But I'll call them first thing Monday morning, and we'll just give you a shot, see how it goes.
Sounds
if
good.
It goes,
David.
It goes.
Yes, sir.
If it doesn't,
yes, sir.
Well, you know,
hey, well, it's month to month, so obviously,
if it came on me, you know. So.
No. Well, I'll be a lead on your account as well, so I want to make sure it does work out perfectly the way we need it to. What time, David, is a good time to give you a call? And that
I
way,
I would say probably noon. I'll have them. I'll call them probably 8 or 9, and then I know what's going to happen. They're going to come back and they're going to promise me everything.
Okay.
You know how.
All right.
Works.
Yeah,
so
no, I do.
You could hang in there. Because I'm sure you have to do it too. They want retention if they can get it. Well,
right.
You can have it. You can have retention with me forever if you perform.
Perform.
If
return
it doesn't
on your investment.
Perform, then, well, exactly. It's kind of like, you know, places send me notifications on leads. I don't buy leads unless I like them. I've been with them so long that they give me the information on a job, the exact location. And I'll tell them, no, I'm not interested, or yes, I'll buy it. Because they know I'm not going to call them out of the blue. You know, I'm not going to try to cheat them.
Yeah, exactly. It's not like
cheating.
Exactly.
But they're very protective of that. And I don't blame them. But since I've been with them, well, like Home Advisor since 2009, we've had a number of conversations on that line. When I get bad leads, and I said, I'm not, you used to just give me the credit back when nobody owns the house or shit like that, because you would get them on houses. People would just call in and say, that's an address. There's a sale sign out there. It's empty. Or they don't own the house, you know. And
got it.
They just give it right back to you. And then after a while, they had a lot of people, I guess, going through it, but they treat you like a, well, we got to investigate this. It'll be 2 weeks before we can give you another lead or whatever. And I went, well, okay, I'll just stay on your website, but I'm through purchasing leads. And then, of course, they get hungry at times. That's why I buy most of my stuff factory direct. I've gone through enough recessions that when you go through these recessions, they are willing to sell to anybody. When times are good, they're not. You got to have a brick-and-mortar store. Well, I don't want a brick-and-mortar store.
Yeah, I was going to say,
pay $10,000 a month or something when, you know, somebody gets to pay for that, and that's my customers.
Right.
You know, I don't pay for anything. I don't pay taxes.
Right.
I don't pay taxes. I collect it from them and send it on. You know, that's how business works.
Yes, sir.
You know, I mean, the taxes that come out of your check, you know, especially Social Security, that they have to charge for it somewhere. It's buried in the pricing. So
yeah, yep.
That's just business. So
yes, sir. It is business 101 right there. You know, seriously.
Yeah, my degree's in accounting, so
yeah. Well, it shows.
It's that come in handy.
Sure. Calculations is everything on there.
Okay,
David,
you give me a call sometime after 10 tomorrow.
Okay.
Not right, tomorrow.
Oh, wait, no.
Monday.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was like, wait, we're closed weekends. All right. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you Monday. We'll get this up and running. All right.
Okay, bud. Bye.
Take care. Bye-bye.